Well, we had recorded once before. I think in East Lansing, some guy. And it was a weird experience. His wife was nagging him the whole time because he was supposed to do something or something. I don't know. And it was real rough. I mean, I don't mean rough and difficult. I mean, it was just, you know, I mean, it was real punk rock. Retro wasn't really a punk rock band, you know. I mean, but and I'm not saying that L7 was playing punk rock, but I had fallen in with a completely different crowd with L7, and they were kids. They were all like 8, 9 years younger than me, and so they're on the scruff, and it was a whole different thing. And especially that first demo was just really a different experience, kind of primitive in some way. And then when we went into the real studio to record the single, that was really cool. The engineer was really cool. He was you know, just a rocker, and he enjoyed what he did. And we went in there and we cut the tracks. By this time it was the second version of the band with Corey and Scott. And then Dave and I stayed behind to mix it. And the guy was cool. He let us smoke a joint and stuff. And then Dave fell asleep. The engineer and I finished it. And it was cool. We did,